Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Wyoming. Today is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, and today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 68, the third paragraph, Never Apologize to Anyone, ending with We Commence to Outgrow Fear. We're reading that one paragraph only. And today's readers are Joanne L. for the 12 Steps, Jan L. for the 12 Traditions, Luann C. will be our Big Book reader, Kara L. is going to be reading our closing from A Vision for You, and Shelley E. is our backup reader. The reference number for Tuesday's meeting, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, is 22,038. So 22038. The share ID for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,044. So 22044. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Sherry. Thank you so very much for your service and everyone on the line, especially the newcomers. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island in recovery today. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people, wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. And now I'll ask Jan L. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida. Thank you, everyone, for doing service and everyone else on the line. And these are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Jan. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. So to share, you'll press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, you can simply let us know by saying pass if you like, and then press star 1. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 68, the third paragraph, starting with, we never apologize to anyone. We're reading one paragraph only, and I will now ask Luann C. to begin reading.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry, and Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Luann C. I am a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater, usually from Boise, but I'm in Arizona today. We never apologize to anyone for depending upon our Creator. We can laugh at those who think spirituality the way it is. Paradoxically, it is the way of strength. The verdict of the ages is that faith means courage. All men of faith have courage. They trust their God. We never apologize to God. Instead, we let him demonstrate through us what he can do. We ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. At once, we commence to outgrow fear. It's such a privilege to read that paragraph. I just love it. When I first came in, before I was recovered, I just always looked at that last sentence, you know, wow, we're going to start outgrowing fear? That was really something to hear and hopeful. I'm just so grateful for the micro directions in the last three paragraphs. In my way of living on my own, you could never tell me what to do. But here, God slides in under my radar and gives me these instructions that are so simple, I somehow don't even fight them. In the first paragraph, we review our fears. And in the second, we trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. And here we're asking God to remove our fear and direct our attention to what He would have me be. That micro shift in the functioning of my mind has been so powerful and empowering. Inside that tiny mental motion of trusting that God somehow knows something I don't, and asking for the vision of what that is, and the mental consideration of that vision I'm presented with, I'm released from and suddenly outside of the fear that shrouded my whole horizon of thought. Like, I have fear of flying, and when those disaster crash thoughts come to me, as they always do, I just answer those now by saying, God, just don't let me be afraid so I can be connected to you and helpful to others. And, you know, I at once commenced to outgrow the fear. Wow, I mean, only God can come up with this stuff, you know, this miracle of therapy. And, you know, I think that's a good place for me to end. And I just want to wish everybody a great 2025, starting with today. And thanks for letting me share it. With that, I pass.
Oh, thanks so much, Luann. Okay, so now we're going to open up the sharing. And I want to remind everybody that we do value your experience, but we do ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So what does that mean? That just means that if you've shared on Monday or Tuesday on any of our Vision for You meetings, that you'll hold back today and wait until tomorrow to put your name in there. So I'm ready to take a lineup.
Wendy M.
Wendy M.
Larry G.
Julie P. Julie P.
Barbara S.
Barbara S.
Don B.
Pat G.
Don B. And who was the last one?
Pat G.
Pat G.
And Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M. And then there was another one that came in with you. Okay, here's what I have. I have Wendy M., Larry G., Julie P., Barbara S., Don B., Pat G., Joan Marie M. Was there another voice that I missed on this lineup? Okie dokie. Let's get started. Go ahead, Wendy.
Great. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado, and Happy New Year, happy day for everybody, and thanks for your service. So I grew up in a family where believing in God wasn't just weak, right, but wrong, you know, absolutely. And here's the funny thing. I never heard the word God in my childhood at all. But I knew, you know, I knew just like it was in the ether, it was in our DNA, that believing in God was weak. And we were the intellectuals. We had the answers. And people who relied on God did not. And not only that, like, check this out, like, my family and all of their families, we all have family businesses because we don't trust anybody for anything, right? So that's how I grew up. Okay, so the question is, how did I get an entirely different angle? Well, I'll give you an example. Just this morning, I woke up, I'm writing to God because I love doing that, it's how I connect. And I'm like, God, what do I do about this? And how do I figure this out? And how do you want me to be? And God's like, okay, I need you to stop right now, and I need you to turn over everything. And the minute I turned over my fear about my mother, my fear about dating men, my fear about whatever, it didn't matter. The minute God said, give it to me, there was a complete and utter peaceful, calm, serene experience that I had. I didn't need to figure anything out. The only job I have is to do God's assignment. That's all. And yes, the defects can block me from my assignment from God. But then I just do this. I do the work, right? I just take the steps, and then I get God's assignment. And you know how good? God's assignment feels fabulous. My assignment does not, right? When I'm in self, when I'm in fear, I'm in self. And when I'm in self, I'm doing Wendy's assignment. And it feels crappy every single time. And God makes that possible. It says on 62, our selfish self-centeredness, our fear, it'll kill us. God makes that possible. So we have this design for living that works every single time I remember to turn it over to God, I cannot figure out anything. And when I'm trying to, like I said, it feels really icky. So we have an entirely different angle today. Like it says on 567, we react, you know, completely differently than we've ever reacted before. We have an entirely different way of being in the world. And it is, what is God's assignment? Usually it's to be happy, joyous, and free. And how do we do that? Be of service to all of everybody, including myself, including my mother, including whoever it is. We just get to be of service. God's assignment is what we're here to do. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Perfect timing. Whoops, perfect timing, Wendy. Okay, Larry G is up next, followed by Julie P. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for the reader who kicked this off. And I'm welcoming everybody who's new on this call and who are coming back. You don't have to suffer anymore today if you surrender and give yourself this simple program. Page 67. To 68, where it says, notice the word fear is bracketed through the end of this paragraph, is the most highly marked pages, dog-eared pages of my big book. And for good reason, I have been plagued by fear my entire life. I've never been an agnostic, not from day one, but I'll get off track. I'll get off the path. And I'm the guy they describe with the very traits. You know, I'll show up just brimming with self-confidence, just absolutely knowing what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And it's all about myself. And my chest is inflated, and I march like a child, you know. And that's what I am. I'm just a child, a spiritual child. And something terribly goes wrong. And then I just collapse into utter panic, doubt, worry, fear. And then I do a 10-step. I do a 10-step on the fear. And most of the 10-steps are economic insecurity. I have received, I was really traumatized as a child around economic insecurity. It's something I continue to work with. And I'll do a 10-step, and I'll read these pages, especially this paragraph. And I will just, my eyes will just well up in tears and joy. Because I'm a man of faith. I trust God in the long run. I always come back to that. I don't apologize for that today. I don't shriek from it. If people ask me today, you know, Larry, my God, I'm seeing you in a few years. How you look totally different. I didn't even recognize you. How do you do this? I tell them the truth through God. God has led me to this way of life today. And then I let God demonstrate through me. What does a courageous man show up? Well, a courageous man is going to take the St. Francis prayer and be an instrument made by peace and be in comfort and not be, want to be comforted, to seek, not to seek it, but to give it. That's how a man of courage shows up. And I ask nothing today, nothing from my God, except guidance, direction, his power, and happiness. And it just works so beautifully. And with that, I'll pass. And I wish everybody to have the best year ever. It's possible to have the best day ever today if we just follow this prescription. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Perfect timing. Julie P is up, followed by Barbara S. Go ahead, Julie.
Good morning. My name is Julie P. I definitely am a compulsive overeater currently in Minnesota. You know, I woke up this morning and I was thinking it's the new year, and I was thinking in my past about how many new years that I had made resolutions to start a new diet, to go to the gym, to do whatever I had to do because I was completely out of control over the holidays. And I am so eternally grateful this morning that my higher power has brought me into OA, because when I sat down and I did my two-way prayer this morning, I thanked my higher power for 2024 for the ups, the downs, the bumps, but most of all for our deepening relationship. And the only thing I've asked for 2025 is a deeper connection with my higher power. And thank you, all of you who have taught me that that is the solution. I was born and raised in a house where there was no trust. I have never been able to trust. I've been able to trust very few people my entire life. And learning how to trust in a higher power, something I can't see, something I can feel on days, a real challenge for me. But I know that is the key. And my life today is so much better than it has been in the past. And I'm so grateful. And I'd like to welcome all the newcomers and wish everyone a blessed and abstinent new year. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Julie. Barbara's up, followed by Dawn. Go ahead, Barbara S. Star one to unmute, Barbara.
Hi, this is Barbara S. from New York. So thankful to start the new year on this meeting, because this meeting reminds me, and the paragraph, what I need to believe in. I don't strongly believe in God all the time, but I do believe in a higher power has brought me through this life. The beginning of my life was filled with love, some illness. Both my parents were somewhat fragile, and my father had a heart attack at 42, my mother diabetes at 36, and I was 7. My mother's family brought me up. What else brought me up? That I do have a good amount of sanity, a home, children. There was times that I said, what brought me up with this much sanity? Not a lot of sanity, but enough to function. And it had to be, it's so hard for me to say God, but it had to be something like that. I am now 79 years old, and I wish I could tell my mother. And my sponsor said, maybe you can. So I want to let my mother know. She used to worry about me because of her diabetes and her sickness. Mom, Mommy, I'm okay. I am 80% okay, and I have to thank my higher power, which very often I think is my higher self. My lower self brings me to doom and gloom, and that's my resolution for the new year and more. Positive. Be positive and read page, I'm putting a plug in for page 417 of the big book on acceptance. To stop criticizing in my head everything that's going on. So blessings to everyone on this line. And I just feel so blessed that I could share this and not be ashamed. I pass.
Thanks, Barbara. And before Don B. shares, I just want to remind everyone where we're at today and what we're sharing on. We are on page 68, and we are reading the third paragraph, or we already read it, and we're sharing on the paragraph that says, we never apologize to anyone for depending upon our Creator, ending with, at once we commence to outgrow fear. So if you've joined us after we started, that's where we're at. We'd love to hear from you. And next up is Don B., followed by Pat G. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Happy New Year to everyone. I love this paragraph. We never apologize to anyone for depending on our Creator. Faith means courage. We trust our God. Trusting God. I've been out going on walks, and I come to the top of this hill lately, and There's often fog, intense fog. And so, like yesterday, I was standing there, and normally I could see up at the top of this hill all the way to the ocean a little bit, see that bit of the ocean here in Southern California and in this lovely scene. But yesterday morning, I could see nothing. It was all intense, intense fog. And that's kind of like, you know, looking ahead to the future, this new year. I could just freak myself out by, you know, struggling. I can't see. I don't know what's coming, you know, being lost in fear. And this program gives me a beautiful practice of seeking my ease and comfort, seeking my peace of mind by relying on my higher power. And so I don't need to see what's ahead in the future. I can fully rely on God. And I can relax in that loving presence, the infinite, the Big Book calls God standing in the presence of infinite love. And that is just a beautiful thing, to spend time relaxing in infinite love. So rather than struggling to see what I can't in the future, but just to relax in God's loving presence. And allowing God, it goes on to say, we allow God to demonstrate through us what God can do. We ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. So God, please remove my fear of the future and just direct my attention to your infinite loving presence all around me. And let me just let go and relax, lay back like I am relaxing in a pool of water. Just relaxing in your infinite love and allow myself to be carried and held so safely and so securely. And it's also said that, we are loved, we are God's children. So I can remember that I am infinitely loved by God. God delights in me exactly as I am and holds me in God's arms so safely and so securely. May I relax in those arms for the year ahead. And just trust that I am loved, I am held, I am safe, and I am so secure. All is well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dawn B. from California. Next up will be Pat G., followed by Joan Marie M., and then I'll take some more names. Go ahead, Pat G.
Thank you. Good morning. And I'm Pat G. from Southern California. And this paragraph about faith and trust in God is just really so right on time. They went up on my internet like $25. Then my car insurance went up $35. And of course, I'm just like frantic. How am I going to do this? And then I just calmed down. I trust God in every aspect of my life. And what is this? The line that really, really, really resonated with me was, it says, instead, we let him demonstrate through us what he can do. And I know that all my bills will be taken care of next year or through the year. Something else will come up. I'll do a 10-step. I'll talk about it. But ultimately, my trust is in him. And when I let other people know how God has worked things out for me, and I didn't have to eat over it. That's the whole thing. I didn't have to eat over it because I'm trusting him in the area of my food. I'm trusting him in the area of life. Step 3 say we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. I'm turning all that over to him. I might need to talk about it, and because when it first happens, I'm like shocked, how can they do this stuff? But ultimately, I go back to trusting God. And that, when he demonstrates what he can do for me, that encourages someone else that he can, if he can do it for me, he can do it for them. Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat G. from California. Joan Marie M. is up next, and then I'll take some more names. Go ahead, Joan Marie.
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone. This is Joe Murray. I'm from Nevada, recovered by the grace of God. Wow, what a powerful paragraph. I just love this program. I can't say that enough. But I want to share something that was a little sad. Well, it was greatly sad, but it comes in with God because, and if I cry, anyway, I lost, and it's only if you really are a pet lover. I understand if you're not, but I lost my pet. He was killed right by a car right in front of my eyes on the 22nd. And you talk about pain, oh, Lord. And every time the pain came, I asked God to remove it, and he did. And the good news is I got a puppy, and he's adorable. He looks like a cotton ball on sticks. And, of course, I forgot about the biting and things like that. And I said, oh, God, what did I get myself into? But he's a joy, not replacing, but filling that empty spot in my heart. And so today it's just like it's about God. For me, it's all about God and calling out to God, being aware of God in the good times, in the bad times, and never having to apologize for God or your belief, whatever your belief is. It's so powerful, and this program really, really works, but the key is we've got to work it. So if you knew, things will all of a sudden make sense to you, and you'll see that there's real freedom. When I say freedom, it's like neutrality around food. I couldn't do that before. I was a chronic relapser. I'd get a year maybe sometimes, maybe a week. But I hung in there, and I just surrendered to God. I surrendered my alcoholic foods, first of all. And then God, even before I started the steps again, God took the compulsion and the obsession and the craving away. That's a miracle. So there's miracles around here. You know, just stay in there and do get a sponsor, work the steps, do what the sponsor says, and find a good sponsor that's good for you, that you can relate to. That's really important. Okay, with that, I say God bless you and keep you safe. Let his face shine upon you, and I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Joan Marie. I'm from Nevada. My heart goes out to you, and I'm so sorry for your loss. Now I'd like to take some more names. So if you have not shared on any Vision for You meeting on Monday or Tuesday, please give me your name, and we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen W.,
Illinois.
Somebody from Illinois.
Lisa B.
That's all I heard.
Annabelle V.
Kathleen W. from Illinois.
Thank you. I was just going to ask for you again. So I have Kathleen W. from Illinois. I have Lisa B. and I have Annabelle Z. Did I miss
Jan
one?
C. Arizona.
Jan
Lisa
C.
B. in Colorado.
Yeah, I have Lisa B. unless there's two.
There's
second.
Two. There's
okay,
two Lisa B.
Lisa B. from Florida, it was, I think.
Perfect. Oh, you guys are great. Okay. So.
And then Lisa B. from Colorado. I don't know if you got that.
Linda G. from Alabama.
Yep, I got you. Okay. Here, we're going to just dial it in for a second to make sure we have enough time. Here's the lineup to start. We have Kathleen W. from Illinois, Lisa B., Annabelle Z., Jan C., Linda G., and then Lisa B. from Colorado. So here we go. Kathleen W., you're up first. Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, I thought I turned myself off. All right. Well, God bless you all, and Happy New Year to everyone. I'm so grateful to be on this line today. Just bring me to tears. I haven't been to one of these meetings for a while, and I started into another program that I another addiction that I became very aware of recently. But it's so wild that, you know, we're starting a new year with this paragraph. It's just sending us with grace into a new year and hope and empowerment. It's so empowering as I read this. We never apologize to anyone for depending upon a creator. That means I can tell people about what God has done in my life without the fear of perhaps offending people or them not receiving it. It's okay. I can tell what God has done for me. That's empowering. But I love these two paragraphs. These are two of my favorite ones in the big book, the one before this and this one, because it really gives us the specific guidance on how to continue to walk with God. Excuse me. And at this, we ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be at once we commence to outgrow fear. Fear, I believe, you know, they say faith is the opposite of fear. I don't know that that's true or not. I don't think of it that way. I think that love is the opposite of fear. And as we grow in, you know, practicing trusting in infinite God rather than our finite self, God reveals himself to us day by day, step by step. And our faith grows. And as our faith grows, we do outgrow fear. And I believe that outgrowing fear fear is a matter of immaturity. We're immature in the area of knowing the love of God. But as we follow these steps and these directions that are in this book, we begin to outgrow fear because our faith just gets bigger and bigger, and we don't need to, less and less do we have to suffer with the fear. So it's a matter of walking day by day. It's a process from immaturity, full of fear, to trusting God day by day, you know, incident by incident, circumstance by circumstance, and we begin to mature. And as we mature, that faith just takes the place of fear. The love of God just takes the place of the fear. And I'm so grateful for that. And I've experienced that in my life. And I thank you all for your sharing. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kathleen W. from Illinois. And now we have Lisa B. And please remind us where you're from, Lisa. Thank you.
This is Lisa from Florida. Thank you all so much for being here. Yeah, I don't want to apologize for relying on something that makes my hand move and everything around me has me sleep. I mean, I don't even know how I'm talking right now. I don't understand anything. And this power, this great power, got rid of my compulsion to overeat and keep hurting myself. I mean, what else can it do? It can do so many things. I'm sitting around looking at, like, the sky here. It's gorgeous in Florida, everybody. Everybody come and live here. It's so good. But I know it's hard to leave family and all, but it's so good. And I just don't want to, I don't even know what I want to say. I just want to say how grateful I am to have people in my life that understand what my problem is. Has meetings and togetherness and sharing. It's just so beautiful to feel connected to all of you today. And I'm here to tell the newcomer that you can get better too. So thank you all so much for being here and all your support. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa B. from Florida. And next we have Annabelle Z., I believe, from Washington, and then followed by Jan C. Go ahead, Annabelle.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle Z. I'm a compulsive overeater in Washington, and I want to thank everybody for all their shares, and the first share from Luann was amazing. I just really relate to that moment of humbly relying on God, and that's it's up to me. I've heard it's the proper use of the will is when I turn not just my, like my whole energy, my whole trust, my whole faith, my whole face. And I literally look up and try to look into the face of God, but whatever that means, you know, to just be totally connected. And immediately fear goes away. Fear of people, fear of not being good enough, fear of not being able to do it on my own. And it's really weird. It's like, I can't do it on my own. So why do I have a fear? It's a truth. I can't do anything on my own power, other than I can use my own power to face God, to look in his face. And, you know, my biggest struggle is to, once I look into God's, to God's direction, to then act on it. And so there's still fear there for me. I mean, I just got to be honest. There's still fear there into truly acting on what God wants me to do and not acting on what God doesn't want me to do. But it's almost like the fear is not there. I have peace. And so I know that's a real first step in the connection and reconnecting with God. And I know that I call it obedience, but it's basically the action of what God tells me to do. When I am obedient and I go and I do the thing he asks me to do, the freedom is so real. The peace is so real. And so I don't even know why it really is that I'm still afraid if I'm doing that. So commencing to outgrow fear is a really hopeful place, because it's a beginning. You know, the commencement is the beginning. And so I'm really going to trust and rely on that for today and this whole year. Happy New Year to everyone, and thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Annabelle. Next up is Jan C., followed by Linda, and hopefully we'll have time for the other Lisa B. from Colorado. Go ahead, Jan.
Hi, this is Jan C. from Casa Grande, Arizona, currently in Colorado with family. What a reading this is for me today, relying on my Creator. Oh, my goodness, I have had such miracles in this year. Came back into the program in 23, reworked the steps through the big book with a wonderful, loving sponsor. My husband was in hospice at the time. I got abstinence back. I still have neutrality towards food. My husband passed away last January. In fact, the 17th is the anniversary of his passing on. But folks, what's happened is I've been able to rely on God, and I was absent through all of that last part of his life here. And now what's happening is I am transitioning to move back to Colorado to my family. And I'm here to tell you that I have no fear about it. God is directing me. It looks like I may have found a place yesterday, sold my house in Casa Grande, may have found a place in Denver. I don't know for sure. And I won't know for a couple of weeks if I qualify. My reliance on God is helping me be so calm and enjoy today. And I wish I could tell you all the details. We don't have time, and they're really not important. The deal is I am relying on God, and, oh, I am so absolutely grateful. And one of the things that he leads me to do is to call my spiritual mentor in this program and run things by. And what a gift God has given me. So I pray for all of you for a happy new year, and I'm abstinent so far today, and with God's help will be for the rest of the day. I know I have recovery one day at a time if I rely on my higher power. Thank you so much for letting me share. I've loved everything I've heard this morning.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, thanks, GNC from Arizona. Linda G is up next.
Hi, I'm Linda G., a grateful recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic, and I rely on my higher power for everything, and I want to share that today I'm celebrating 6 months of abstinence, and that is strictly the help of my higher power, who has blessed me. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thanks, Linda. Where are you calling from? Linda, what state are you from so people can find you on the phone list?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. There you go. Thanks and congrats on your 6 months. Okay, we have time. Lisa B. from Colorado. Go ahead. Take us out. Star one, Lisa. Okay. Maybe she's not with us. Okay, is there someone who wants to close us out today and take the last share?
Karen Casey in Missouri.
There
Mary
you go. Neal. You got. Go ahead, Karen Casey.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, everybody who's doing service and everybody on the line. I just love all the shares. I didn't know if I had anything to add. But I think the whole difference in my life has been learning to trust and rely on infinite God and not my finite self, and learning every time I'm disturbed about anything, I just ask God to remove the disturbance and to direct my attention to who He would have me be. And as I keep inviting God to take over by thinking His thoughts through me, speaking His words through me, acting His actions through me, so other people see that it's God, not me. I don't want any credit for all the good that people see in me, because it's actually God transforming me and taking me over. And life is so much easier when I do that. I've had a lot of things to be fearful about this year, especially my husband's health, but I just keep trusting. I just keep saying, I know God's taking care of us. It doesn't mean that difficult things don't happen, because they happen to all of us. But with God with me, God carrying me sometimes, and God loving me all the time, I'm making it through each day. And I'm so incredibly grateful for this vision meeting and all of you and this wonderful life I have today. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Karen KV from Missouri. I just want to put a shout out to see if Lisa B. is there from Colorado for a one-minute share. Okay, well, that's a great meeting. We're going to end there. We'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You?
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.